Cape Talk.
The European Report with Katie McDonald.
The European Report with Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing?
Oh, good morning, good morning. I'm fine. I'm awake. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. As it's just a bit cold on our side of the world. And, you know, the dam levels are rising. So we're not complaining, but also we understand that, you know, with the rains that are coming in, also there are those that are suffering in this cold. So our thoughts are also with them. But let's talk about Austria. Yeah. So what's happening there?
Yeah, so essentially, Austria has taken their turn at the helm of the EU. So the European Union have got the system where you've got the permanent EU president, that's Donald Tusk, but you've also got a rotating six-month position. As far as I know, that was how they originally worked. But anyway, now you still have, you have this rotating presidency and the permanent one. And Austria has just taken over from Bulgaria. So that means that Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, who's quite a controversial, interesting, in inverted commas, European leader, who's pretty well known for his hardline views on things such as migration, and migration is, that continues to be a big topic here. He's going to lead the EU Council till the end of the year. Anyway, that then leads to the question as to what direction is this bloc or the EU bloc going to take. And you've got this ongoing migration crisis, which dominates. Now, the theme of the presidency is going to be Europe that protects, but Europe that protects from what? So everyone's kind of watching. Look, he's unapologetically hardline right-wing. And when it comes to things such as migration, which is the main issue that's kind of driving this wedge between various member states of the EU, he also sides more with the Visegrad countries. So that's Hungary, Czech, Slovakia, and Poland. And they're the guys, abs, that are basically, tighten our borders. And, they're led by anti-immigrant parties. So, it's going to be an interesting few months and interesting to see if he manages to be uniting at all in his policies or just create more divisions. Yes.
Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this interesting bill that maybe Romania will be introducing.
I know, Abs, I just have to share this one and obviously add my personal stamp of approval for certain reasons. But there's a bill that's just been introduced before Romanian Parliament. It hasn't been accepted yet. But the essence of it is that Romanian mothers may retire earlier if they have children, once they have children, depending on the amount of children that they have. So it provides that for each child born and raised until at least the age of 10, a woman can retire 2 years earlier. And this isn't just some, piece of legislation to, make female voters happier per se. It's actually quite serious because Romania is one of the countries here that's suffering from a serious population decline, major population decline. They've got a huge amount of people, or young people leaving to find work elsewhere, and they've also got a declining birth rate. So their fertility rate, it's dropped below what they refer to as a critical threshold. Their population, in essence, is being reduced by 5 Romanians each hour. So, it's on a downward slide, so to speak. So, they're actually just trying to encourage women to have more children. But I don't know, Abs, what do you think? I think that's cool. You add up the amount of children you've had and parented, and you get to retire that many years earlier. I mean, generally, I like that idea.
I like the idea, and I want to say, it's a good way to go, but you've also got to be careful these days. I mean, KTM specifically, and this is not to say that some of the movements that we have in the world right now, there's a need for them to be there. But once again, you know, I want to say this right in a way that you will understand. Not that I'm not agreeing with this, but, you know, as a man to say, yeah, we need women to bear more children. Do you understand how that sounds these days?
Oh, completely.
You get where I'm coming from with this.
Oh, I do.
It's very difficult for me to agree with that on air because I do not know what the repercussions of that would be these days.
Yeah. No, look, I know it's an attempt, and they've said, you know, to somehow up their, you know, declining population numbers, because it is an issue. I mean, here in Hungary as well, you know, they have a declining population. It's as simple as that. And as you well know, you need your population needs to grow at a certain rate. But, you're right. Just sort of by saying to women, mother children and we'll, drop your retirement rate, and that doesn't take into account all sorts of factors such as the role that a man plays and so on. Mm. No, I get you 100% out.
We walk tight ropes these days. We walk very, very tight ropes, and we've got to be cognizant of that. Nonetheless, Katie, thank you once again for joining us on the show. Before I let you go, you wanted to tell me about singing for your taxi ride. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, I know this is a smile on your face story. Just briefly, it's happening in Finland, and there's a big music festival happening in the summer, starting in a few days in July. And over this event, this three-day event, the people that go to the festival, they can use these environmentally friendly, free, emission-free electric cars, okay? So it's all promoting the good thing when it comes to cars. And they don't have to spend a cent. All you need to do is sing karaoke. So in each taxi, there's going to be a little, like a tablet, and you can choose which song you want, and you sing along. And that's how you pay for your taxi journey, by singing a bit of karaoke. And I saw that, and I thought, you know, that'd be one of those things that you could spread out and put such a smile on people's faces. But don't you think that's a cool idea?
It's a wonderful idea. I mean, I wouldn't mind, if I get to just sing for my ride, I'd belly out a song and hope to goodness I don't break someone's eardrums, but I will do my part. I'm telling you how much.
Yeah.
Katie, well, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Looking forward to chatting you once again.
We will, and have a great day, and the rest of the week. Thanks, Ab.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, thank you so much for being part of the conversation.